The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Happy October.
Happy October.
It's my favorite month.
Why?
I feel like growing up, it started the holidays. Mm-hmm. Technically, my birthday, which is September 2nd, starts the holidays.
September 1st.
But you know how like we have that holiday. weird gap where there's nothing really going on
mm-hmm.
for 2 months until Halloween?
Yeah.
So I always just see that like growing up, when we used to watch cable, the advertisement companies would start running their holiday ads mm-hmm. around this time. And that just made me feel so good.
Yeah.
Spooky commercials.
It's officially fall, so mm-hmm. now we have the oranges and the auburn.
Pumpkin spice flavored everything.
Yeah. Do you like pumpkin spice flavored
stuff?
You know
what I was just going to say? It's not that bad. I think it was just so associated with like, I drink pumpkin lattes.
Yeah.
But if you have a good little pumpkin spice treat, it can surprise you. I won't go for it.
I feel like I don't really know the taste of pumpkin spice because the name of it is just uninteresting to me.
I think it's just all the jokes that came with it.
Yeah, it might be.
Pumpkin spice.
I don't
know. But I'm excited. You like Halloween?
I got a pumpkin.
Nope.
Stop. Who's trying to?
Are you excited about Halloween?
I dress up every year.
Really?
Like, for like posts on Instagram and stuff. So I do like, I think last year I did like 5 posts.
You did 5 costumes?
Different costumes.
I always wondered because women do that. They'll have like a bunch of costumes and mm-hmm. go to, so that they don't have to reuse if they go to different parties, mm-hmm. which I feel like guys, if you're that thing, you're that thing.
Yeah.
But don't you run out of ideas that way? That's no. 5 years you spent in one day.
No, because people have a short attention span. So for us creating content, it's like Halloween's coming around. They want to see more than one. They want to see more than one outfit. And so this year I've purchased 6.
That's crazy.
And they all are kind of fire. I tried them on.
Favorite one?
My favorite one, Kitana.
Ooh, that's this year?
Mm-hmm.
Katana's a good one. Mortal mm-hmm. Kombat mm-hmm. cosplay is great around Halloween.
I tried it on. You know, I never know because of these. I never know if the outfit's actually going to fit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I put this one on.
Katana has a fit like that, though.
Yeah, so it has crisscross in the middle, but it does come around on the side, and mm-hmm. it's blue. It's very stretchy. So that's why I was able to do it. So I can't wait to actually like.
So why Katana instead of Melina or Jade? Is it just because you like blue or is it something specific?
I don't think it's anything specific. I mean, I like knives, but I don't think it's really anything specific. My favorite color is blue.
There it goes.
So.
You got the fans?
Uh-huh. It took them a while to get here.
Are they metal?
I don't know. They're in my mailbox right now. But you know how when you order certain stuff off, because I think I got this one off Amazon. I'm not sure. It'll come like next day. But then the accessories, whenever I've tried to do some type of cosplay, like some cool cosplay, the accessories are never available. It's like order now and you'll get between October 11th and November 12th.
Right.
You know, and I'm like,
I hate that. we'll be here by November 5th.
Right.
You know how crazy I would look in that?
Right.
That's crazy. So, yeah. I would like to vote for the Thick Threads audience to see you in the katana outfit on the Halloween week.
Oh, so you want me to wear the katana outfit for the Halloween episode? Okay. And what are you wearing? I was going to say, I have costumes that could match a male version and a female version.
You have the male version?
I have the female version. I said that could match a male version. I have the female.
Who would I be? Like Liu Kang? Scorpion?
Well, I mean, you could.
Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero.
Then we'll both be in blue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I also have a costume.
They've killed each other before also. So that's
what's the girl's name on Scooby-Doo?
Velma.
Velma.
Yeah, Velma?
I have Velma.
And I'd be dressing like Fred anyways. I'm just so happy to be dressed like Fred.
I have a Velma. Mm-hmm. I have a safari.
From Nicki Minaj?
Tourist.
X? Oh.
Wow.
She meant safari with two E's.
Why?
I was like, what costume
there's
would that
no,
be?
There's no way I would ever.
What costume would that be?
No, like it's a safari tour. You know, like how you got the
Halloween,
little hat.
You'd just be making anything sexy. Sexy
it's
safari.
Sexy.
Sexy bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy homeless woman.
What else?
Sexy parking attendant.
Oh, I have.
Sexy fisherman's wharf.
I have a belly dancer.
Okay.
That one's
belly dancing kind of fell off in the sexy world. I remember that was like where twerking was, and then twerking just came and
took over. I feel like it's still a thing in where it originated.
Yeah, for sure, but it's like
it is like very much a thing.
You give me the option between a stripper and a belly dancer. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, we know what you're choosing. I might choose the belly dancer. Especially if it's a really, really seductive one.
Yeah, no, I get why you would do that.
Hmm?
I get why you would do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's October. We promised our fans that some of the episodes this month we would be doing...
Our fans.
We promised our fans that we would do at least some of the episodes this month with some scary threads.
Yes.
And I thought we might as well kick it off with one of the scariest Twitter threads on the internet. It's a story. A dude named Adam Ellis told this story about his time at his apartment, and that was being haunted. And it got so popular that it is now it's now being made into a movie.
Wow!
Got very very popular.
Okay.
Unless it already became a movie that was like terrible and went straight to DVD, but if you were on the internet at 2017, you may have heard of this. My thread is called "Dear David."
Okay, Dear David.
Dear David.
Disclaimer: I decided to forego my thread this week so I could really dive
into. We don't have to say that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're going to be expecting mine. And then it's not going to be there.
Well, then let's just say that today we're going to have a one thread today. We don't have to say we're foregoing yours. This will be both of ours.
Okay. So let's.
Okay. So where should we start?
Also,
I shouldn't just say my thread.
Yeah, because that's why I was just going along with what you said.
All right. So since it is October, we did promise our fans. We still need a name.
Yes, our fans.
Our thickums. Our fans. We have to do some scary stuff.
The strands.
We got to do some the strands. I don't like that. So today we're gonna read a thread. I'm gonna read you a thread today.
Okay.
And it's gonna be one of the most famous scary Twitter threads that ever hit the internet. It got so popular, it's actually being made into a movie.
Okay. Okay.
So the thread is called "Dear David." And it starts, it's being told by a guy named Adam Ellis. And here's the first tweet. So here's the thread. My apartment is currently being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and he's trying to kill me.
Wow. That's deep.
And you've never heard this story before, right?
I've never heard this story before.
Okay, so this is beautiful.
So in an apartment.
Strap yourself in, all three of you.
Ready to go.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go into Adam's world. So, he tweeted. This tweet opened up a very creepy thread about a freaky ghost named Dear David.
A freaky ghost. Wait a minute. I thought they said it was a child.
Scary.
Oh,
not freaky.
let me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let me get out the gutter real fast.
Yes, please. So my apartment is currently being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and he's trying to kill me. Everybody was immediately hooked. He said he saw the ghost during sleep paralysis. And he described the ghost as having a huge, misshapen head that was dented on one side.
Damn.
He saw the ghost sitting on a rocking chair at the end of his bed.
Why does he have a rocking chair in his room at the end of the bed?
Great. That's basically setting a ghost audience up to watch you sleep.
Ghosts love rocking chairs. They're the easiest things to move.
And show that you're there, yeah.
But have you had sleep paralysis before?
Never.
Oh, my God. Sleep paralysis is one of the most frightening things I've ever experienced in my life. So for him to actually feel like... Because I've seen some stuff in my sleep paralysis, and it is like... terrifying.
I don't know why it affects so much like women more than men. I've talked to so many women that's a huge problem with them.
Oh my God. And I've had reoccurring ones. And I was telling, who was I telling this? Tony Baker. I was telling Tony Baker this because we had a conversation about sleep paralysis. My worst sleep paralysis is I'm in the bed and all of a sudden I can't move, and I look at the door, and there's five hooded figures with no face that come in, and they surround my bed.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, I start feeling this immense pressure on my chest, like I'm being pushed into the bed. Have you seen American Horror Story Hotel?
Oh, when it's like latex everywhere?
When the guy is, he's like in the bed, like I felt like I was being pulled into my mattress, like pushed down, like something just...
By hooded figures.
No, the hooded figures were around it. The entity was on top of me, pushing down on my chest. Not my titties. I already know where the jokes is going. They weren't
hilarious.
Pushing like this.
Sleep paralysis demon is just playing with him. You'll wake up soon.
Right. You know, I might try to stay asleep. I mean,
that's crazy. No.
So, yeah. So it's pushing down on me and I can't and I'm thinking that I'm screaming because you think that you can actually make noise when you're in sleep paralysis, but you can't.
You might have a little devil in you.
I don't. This was a very long time ago. I haven't had
sleep. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm walking in the blood of crystal. Count.
I mean, you resemble Jesus, so why wouldn't you?
That's not a reason why.
I don't know. He's made in his image. So I haven't had it in at least 7 years. So I think whatever self-work I've done to cleanse my spirit,
gone.
Think I've done that because I haven't had sleep paralysis.
Talked to this girl who said it was all the same thing. She would wake up. She couldn't move. And then she would hear somebody walking up the stairs because there's a staircase near her bed. And every single night, this shadow would walk into the room, stop at the door and stare at her. And then just at some random time, run and jump. And that's how she would wake up. And I was like, every night?
What the hell?
It's a nightmare. You just wake up and then you just hear.
Nah.
And you're just like, not again.
No.
I was like, well, that is a living hell. Well,
yeah,
sleeping
she,
hell.
Yeah, she needs to do some some soul cleansing.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I hope it's better.
I hope it's done because that is frightening.
This guy's sleep paralysis beat us both out. Beat y'all both out.
Yeah.
Adam Ellis. He said he has a huge misshapen head that was dented on one side. I did my best to draw it.
I'm sorry. That dented. Reminds me of that mugshot. I think Drew.
Of what?
The guy.
Oh, you had a
they
big
drew a mugshot. No, it's just like a simple ass drawing, and they actually found the guy.
Oh, hilarious. And he looked like a cartoon?
Right. Oh, shit.
So it says, Adam described this ghost in great detail, and it freaked everyone out. Okay. It went viral. He added the illustration of what the kid looked like, and the kid just stared at him before moving towards Adam while he was in bed. Yeah, he says, for a while he just stared at me, and then he got out of the chair and started shambling towards the bed. So,
okay.
Same.
Shambling.
He just started kind of like rocking.
I don't know what shambling is, but I'm guessing like shuffling.
Shambling. He was shambling. He said, "The first time I saw him, I was experiencing sleep paralysis and saw a child sitting in the green rocking chair at the foot of my bed." He said, "A few nights later, he had another dream. This time, a girl at the library who asked her if he had seen Dear David came up and said, 'Have you seen Dear David?' This, as it turns out, was the name of the ghost that he had seen in the rocking chair."
Oh, wow.
She said, "He's dead. He only appears at midnight, and you can ask him two questions if you say Dear David first."
No.
That's what the girl said. And she warned him never to ask Dear David a third question or he'll kill you.
What?
Two questions. You got to start him with Dear David. If you ask a third one, he kills you.
Well, that should be pretty straightforward and simple not to ask a third question.
Well, here's why I like this version, because it tells you the stuff that isn't tweeted, like the fact that Adam's Twitter went quiet after that tweet. He stopped tweeting, and then a few months later, which if I was following this, I would think he told the third question.
Right.
A few months later, it said Adam moved into the apartment above where he had first saw David. He just moved up. He said it was good timing, it was a bigger place. But it didn't stop David from appearing.
Ah, he was Here's attached to him?
He was, yeah. He was,
damn.
Sup, David. That's what it should have been called. Sup, David.
Sup, niggas. You thought I was
that
gone.
That would be crazy if the thread was called Sup, niggas. You could ask three questions. You have to start with Sup, niggas. For the past four nights, this is a tweet, my cats gather at the front door at exactly midnight and just stare at it. Almost like something is on the other side. I don't mess with cats. Cats and acting strange is weird to me.
Nope. No cats for me.
People wanted more details, but at the same time, didn't want any more details. So he actually posted a picture of it.
Oh, God.
Just the cats.
Oh.
It's just the cats.
Just cats at the door.
Just cats. Just cats at the door. Catting. You know what I'm saying? Then things got really weird. Adam continued to document the paranormal things that happened in his apartment. There were the scared cats, block calls he would get from on his phone.
Block calls? Did he answer? Oh, sorry.
I don't know. And a chair that seemingly moved on its own. And then Adam had photo proof of his encounter. And whether real or not, it freaked everyone out.
Okay.
Apparently he took a photo of this little boy. And I'm not going to lie, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'm kind of nervous.
You ready?
I'm kind of nervous to see it. What in the hell?
He saw the kid.
That looks just like the drawing.
Right. So he's low-key a good artist. The fuzziness.
He zoomed in? Like
it's really a horrifying photo. We'll throw it up there. But it really gives you chills, doesn't it, a little bit?
He looks sad.
He has somebody dented his head and killed him, and now he's just rocking chairing.
Yeah, he's just, why does he say he's trying to kill him? He ain't even done nothing yet.
The girl in the library said that.
Oh.
So this is just his ops talking about it.
He has a fear of abandonment. You gonna leave the apartment and just leave him behind?
He has a fear of third questions,
I'm
too.
I'm coming with him. Right.
He said that's the other thing. So he posted the photo of the cats. And then he said, Adam continued to document the paranormal things that happened in his apartment. They were the scared cats, block calls, and the chair that moved on its own. So here's a crazy, okay, so it keeps going right here. He says that he would go up and reach, when you almost like reach the bed, he would wake up screaming, right?
Oh my God.
And then he had another dream a few nights later where the library girl said, "You've seen Dear David, haven't you?" He said, "Who?" "Dear David, you saw him." And then he said a couple weeks passed without incident. Then he said he came back in another dream, same situation. He was sitting in the rocking chair, this time near the window, staring at him. In the dream, he says, "Dear David, how did you die?" He mumbles, "An accident in a store."
I'd be like, "Nigga, that is not going to be one of my questions.
Weak ass answer. Give me more." I say, "Dear David, what happened in the store?" "A shelf was pushed on my head."
I didn't know that part.
"Clean up on aisle four, nigga."
Oh, man. It must have been like axes or something on the fucking shelves.
No, it was just a heavy ass shelf. Hey, if you laughed, you think he'd kill you? If you were like.
If you could, you're a savage.
He said, "I'm frozen with fear." I ask, "Who pushed the shelf?"
Wait a minute. That's three questions.
David doesn't answer. I realize that I've asked the third question, which I'm not supposed to do. At that point, I wake up absolutely terrified. He just was told about this third question. The next time he asked him, three questions. And it's funny that he didn't
answer. You know how many people would probably do that just off the strength of like, because he was given mid answers.
Well, the crazy thing is,
an accident.
If I said, "Dear David," and asked a question and he answered, that would be when I'm freaked out, because now I just, that first of all connects those two dreams or paralysis, and he answered to "Dear David," so that means this is real.
Right.
The crazy thing is to me that he didn't answer the third time, so he asked the third question. "Dear David" was like,
"Dear David" was like,
like,
yes, I get to purge.
You did it. No, this nigga
they told
not.
You not to, and you did.
Just
so
ask
now,
a third question.
He probably get excited to kill.
The next couple days, I Google deaths in the city and can't find anything about a kid named David dying in a store. I even tried different names. Daniel, Dylan, Devin, nothing. A few weeks go by without incident. Sort of randomly, the apartment above mine is vacated and I have the opportunity to move into it. It's a larger apartment, so I'm thrilled. Another month or two goes by. I sort of forget about David. I think he lost track of me because I moved upstairs. He was in the rocking chair, like this guy's out late again.
I for sure would have left that rocking chair in the bottom.
He's out like, late again, and the bed isn't here.
I would move up there and leave all the furniture in that house.
David got lost, but he has a dent in his head, so maybe he's, you know,
right.
Took him a
maybe
little,
that part of his
minute.
Brain.
Last night I got a weird feeling and looked out the peephole. I'm dead certain I saw movement on the other side. When I opened the door and turned on the hall light, nothing was there, but my cat seemed unnerved. Bushy tails, etc. I didn't know cats actually did that.
I didn't either.
Bushy. Mm.
That's a fear thing?
Huh?
Bushy tails? That's a fear thing?
I guess. Yeah, like in cartoons, how they get the little thing. And that's where I'm at right now. Dear David found me, I think. I don't know what to do. I'll keep you updated. Then he tweeted, "My days are numbered."
Wow. Why?
I'm calling the Ghostbusters. I don't know. What would you do? Would you just move?
I mean, he just moved. I would for sure move out of that building. Like, if I was convinced, I mean, I would move after I took that picture of him sitting on my couch. I'm out of here.
Right. That was the worst one.
I probably would not have returned back to that place, period.
It's crazy. Like, all his updates have been cats. Like, every single day. He started putting salt around the door.
That's some witchcraft, isn't it? Like,
I guess
some voodoo, voodoo type stuff.
Damn.
It's supposed to keep the negative entity out.
Or like a circle?
Mm-hmm. Like,
but is it? Can you do a half circle? Because if he could walk through walls, he could just walk around it.
Yikes.
He said, "I used the sound app to record my apartment last night. It makes individual recordings. Each time it hears something, there were 33 recordings." Houses be noisy. Houses be settling.
I mean, there's all kind of like noises in the foundation or, you know, creaks and.
But well, here's the sound.
Which.
He showed us. He said most of them were like, or said some of them were passing cars and the like, but three I'm interested in these little videos, these little. Like, he uploaded them to SoundCloud. So, dear David out here putting up numbers.
He's a little ghetto.
747,000 views.
Right? Damn.
That was the snap step.
Yes.
Crazy.
What's the
right?
Second one? Okay.
He's freaking himself out at this point.
Yeah.
Because that looks sounds like a TV. However, if there's no TV on and I was already freaked out, I don't know. That might get to me. Did you hear that? It was like, That is kind of scary. Right. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that actually kind of bothered me.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that was, okay, that was worth it.
And that's, yeah, that's why I'm like, I need to hear something real like that. But the crazy part is, if that's David, that sounded like a grown man. Like,
hey,
David, like 7 years old, making grunts like that, you know. But kids be, honestly, kids be like the scariest villains.
I always thought that. That's why I'm also afraid of having a kid, because he could be creepy as hell, drawing shit. Like,
I just
hung out with my friend who has no ears or mouth. It's like, ooh.
You didn't have an imaginary friend growing up?
Mm-mm. Aww. It's crazy. This dude just went out of his way to freak himself out. He started taking Polaroids around his apartment. They started coming up black and with fog, or like coming up white. He even said I ripped open and destroyed a fresh pack to see if it was an undeveloped Polaroid, but they just start out white. His cats are freaking out. He's taking a bunch of pictures.
I mean, what does he need to happen before he moves? Is he going to be reactive?
He literally says, honestly, I don't know why I'm still fucking around with this camera. There might be a logical explanation. Someone told me to take photos from farther away, so I tried that once with the iPhone and once with the Polaroid. Left is with my phone. Oh, okay, this one's a little interesting. He said he took a photo of the hallway outside with his phone with the light on, and then he took that same photo with the Polaroid. Look at the Polaroid. The Polaroid, it's completely blacked out in the hallway.
No way.
So, for everybody on audio only, it's basically, imagine if you had a hallway outside, a hallway light on outside, and you took a picture and then with your iPhone, and then you took that same picture with your Polaroid, and it literally looks like it's nighttime outside. It's pitch black. That's pretty creepy.
That's very interesting. I wonder what it is about the Polaroids that ghosts hate.
Or just, I think it's because it's an analog photo or something that they can maybe mess with. I don't know. But he said, folks have been urging me to get some sage, so I did.
Folks are not urging you to move?
Okay, well, would moving help, though? Would it help?
They said it was in a haunted apartment by this child. So I would think if he moved out of that building, it's like you move upstairs like, oh yeah, this is still my territory. Like, you tried to get away, but I'm still here. What if it's like Murder House on American Horror Story? Murder House,
like
you can't leave
within the apartment.
The house, you can't leave the house. The ghost can't leave the house. So.
Well, get this. Sage did not work.
Of course.
I haven't dreamed about David in a few months, but he appeared again last night. In the dream, my bedroom was filled with hazy smoke, but I could see David sitting in the chair across the room. He was smaller this time, almost shrunken. He didn't do or say anything except look at me. Anyway, it feels like a bad omen.
I mean, you asked the third question when they told you not to.
Right. That groan sounded like he was upset. He was like, ugh. He also said he had a dream that night where David was dragging him by the arm through an old abandoned warehouse. So David's strong, and he has otherworldly strength. So he starts seeing David again, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has the dream where David is just dog walking his ass through a warehouse. Get your ass over here. He's like, ah, David, dear David, no.
Oh, jeez.
Wakes up, freaked out. What the hell? Goes and takes a shower. Notices a giant bruise on his arm. Right?
No.
Notices a bruise on his arm. Still like, okay, maybe I hurt myself, right? Mm. Takes a walk. Goes past a warehouse that's always full, with packed with all this stuff. It's completely gutted, and there's nothing in there. And he's just like, that's weird. I had that dream about being dragged through a warehouse.
Okay, same warehouse?
In the dream, he was just getting dog walked through a warehouse. I don't know if he was like, oh, this is it. Mm-hmm. But here it is. Y'all ready for this?
Okay, he goes took in, some of my anxiety away with that.
He looks around, says, oh, it's empty. Almost empty. I went inside to look around because I was astonished this place was suddenly empty after all these years. Basically, the only thing I found was a little green rocking chair.
Wait.
Make that beat drop. Chair? Make that beat drop. Make that beat drop.
Why do you say make rocking that beat chair? Drop. Hmm. Little green chair.
Well, so much for trying to find a way out.
What's poppin', guys? It's Jay Jonah here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The Blowin' Smoke Podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of your biggest names in your favorite industries. And it's all brought to you exclusively right here by The Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
It would have been really cool if you just would have went along with me so we could have ended this thing.
Okay, do it again.
Oh, God. My co-host, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, it's not a rocking chair. It's just a little green chair. It's not that weird.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Damn. It's true, but you couldn't give me that it was a rocking chair?
I'm sorry.
My bad. It was a little green chair, guys. Sorry to take the drama out of it. It was a little green chair.
I thought we would have showed the picture, too, like, in the edit. I'm sorry.
All good.
It's still creepy as fuck. For that to be... Now, I'm wondering, is that the chair that was in his house?
He said, if you recall, David first appeared in a green rocking chair. It could be nothing, but it's weird that that was the only thing left behind. And then on his way back from where he was walking, the warehouse had been shut and closed off, and it's been shut ever since. Bam, bam, bam.
I wonder what the significance of that warehouse is in reference to David. Like, is that where he goes to clear his mind? Like, is that where he goes, like, when he leaves
where?
From your dreams? Like, David.
Where, the apartment?
I mean,
Or the warehouse? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, question, would you, I mean, they would obviously have to spice it up, because he was, it seemed like he was so scared, he gave every update, like, today this happened, because it was happening. We don't see a lot of hauntings in real time when you see, when you watch movies, they be skipping over months and years and stuff like that. Do you think this would make a good movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you have visuals and you have sound. And you have a lot of creepy events that happen. The best thing he could have did was get that picture of him sitting on the couch.
Right. That sealed the deal.
Mm-hmm. And I think also the visuals going with this, like, as you tell the story, I have no choice but to visualize these scenes. So him describing the scenes that are happening, you know, even though he doesn't have it on camera, the producers and writers and all that, they can bring those visuals to life in a movie. Mm-hmm. And seeing a kid sitting at the edge, sitting in a rocking chair at the edge of your bed while you're asleep. And then what did he say he was doing? Schmangling.
They're going to need to spruce it up.
Well, actually,
but it's a great premise.
You know, it's, they don't have to do much to spruce it up though.
They're just gonna have to make more David.
The scary is
it's there. More David, and going more into the, like, he could hurt you afterwards. Because, like, one thing that this guy didn't do, he learned about the rules, broke them immediately, and then it seemed like it kind of fizzled for a minute, and then he came back randomly, like, a hell of a long later.
Because what's taking him so long to kill him?
I don't know.
You know?
But if like, we saw, if we got a movie that, you know, a bunch of people were seeing Dear David, and we saw him a couple times just asking two, and then one idiot messed up and asked like a double question and hit the three, and then all this crazy stuff started happening. I really like the idea of being dragged through a dream area and then finding a similar one.
Yes.
That's pretty crazy.
That is creepy as hell.
But I could also see them ruining this movie and it being straight to DVD.
Oh, like Momo?
Some weird plastic head like, I'm David. All right. I got a fact, but I want you to go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I've been talking all this time.
Okay. So we're doing creepy facts, right? No?
Whatever you want to do.
Hey, it's October. Let's get into a creepy fact. Okay. In 2017, a homicide archivist, Thomas Hargrove, estimated that there are more than 2,000 serial killers currently at large.
Active?
2,000 serial killers. You know, I was just talking about this, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
I think I was telling you, I feel like the whole serial killer craze had diminished a bit, and we weren't like, you know, back in the 70s, 80s. Yeah, 70s, 80s, and beginning of 90s, I felt like that whole serial killer, not even really 90s, it was like
not a lot of
70s and
80s. Not really. I think that the glamour of the serial killer has, you know, we see serial killers all the time, but they're just like mass shooters, and it's like.
But mass shooters are not the same as serial killers. Mass shooters are there when you kill a bunch of people in one setting at one time. Serial is, yeah, and you have to, I think in order to be serial, you have to be three or more.
Damn.
But
so there's
yeah.
people who killed two people and they're just like one more.
They're not, it's either three or more than three.
If there were 20 active serial killers at once, I'd be nervous.
Right.
But like that means that just confirms that all those serial killer things that I watch where I'm just like, damn, the police did not do their job. Like, it must be way easier to get away with murder than we think.
I don't know. Have you watched Forensic Files?
That's what I'm saying. You'd think that there'd be no serial killers active, but
yeah,
unless it's like an old-ass case that they didn't have the technology for.
But you're right. They did decide to kind of take away the theatrics of
there's no names
reporting
Bay Harbor Butcher,
yeah,
Los Angeles Slasher, because that made people want to do it.
The
you
Texas
know?
Chainsaw Massacre,
right?
You know,
yeah, but you're right. I haven't heard like a lot of serial killers.
It seems like all of that kind of the clown killer, you know, kind of
maybe it's just harder to get away
out.
With it that consistently too.
Yeah, so hearing that a few years ago. Damn, that was 5 years ago. 2017
I know, right?
was 5 years ago.
That's wild.
That there's at least 2,000. They just roaming the streets like.
Right. Got them.
You know,
who's next? Like Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Working for the police, probably.
And it's really hard to kind of pinpoint out one. Like the people that just naturally look creepy are not the ones. It's the ones that just look regular.
I've been thinking I walk past hella serial killers on the street.
For sure. But if they look creepy, chances are they're not. You know?
That's why you can't be acting crazy to everybody, because they're just like, oh, I just buried a body. I'm feeling like doing it again. Oh. Here's my thick ass fact. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's creepy and it's nasty. Ooh. Before the advent of cups and bowls, people in ancient England used hollowed out human skulls to hold their food and drink.
That's sick.
White people been tripping. Can you imagine eating Fruit Loops out of a nigga's brains and thoughts? Like, that used to be my memories up there. And you eating chili.
But why would they? Did they not have bowls back then?
That's what I'm saying. That couldn't have been the only bowl-shaped thing.
What if that was just for, like, royalty?
I mean, unless it was like bowls. Your enemies, that'd be kind of cool. Like, you just went to war, laid a bunch of people out, and like, man, let me get my porridge out your thoughts and in your brains.
That's pretty sick. I mean, we like
out.
I said, we got a sick. This sick, world has a sick past.
Sick history, especially since the shapes of bowls were not invented with human skulls. Mm-hmm. So there's probably a bunch of other stuff that you could have did.
It's like, how did they get it? Like, how long did they have to wait to get it? You know,
right.
You know, decomposition, like decomposition takes.
It's probably the forehead, huh?
Right. But did they like, after they died, did they like peel the scalp and, you know, like take all the shit out and then use fresh bones? Or did they wait until the skin like
I don't know. To be honest, that is the most, it is a perfect thing for a bowl, the top of your head. Just like
unless your shit got bashed in.
Oh, like Dear David? Yeah, Dear David's bowl would be trash.
See, you have to hold it to the
it's
side.
It's spilling out.
I didn't mean that, you know. I didn't mean that, so.
Well, you freaked out?
I don't have no questions for you, David. I don't have no questions.
Are you spooked?
I'm spooked. I don't want him attaching himself to me. I don't want him attaching himself to you. But of the two, I'd rather you attach to him.
What's up, Dear David? What's happening? Come hang out. It's crazy. Like, I feel like that's one of those stories that it lingers with you. It's just like, oh, that's pretty scary. You see the picture, you're like, oh, that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you kind of go home and you're just like, where's Dear David at?
When my dogs start just sitting at the door, I'm be like, yo, come on, man. Or you see cats at doors? I bet you're going to start seeing cats at doors.
Cats at doors? Nah, I don't like cats. Mm. And all the cats died in my house, so.
Oh, you used to have cats.
My mom
That's
had
why
two
you
cats.
Don't like them. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
You learn from experience.
Yeah, yeah. I don't go. I used to go over there and get the sneezes.
You're allergic to them? Mm-hmm. Do they ever maul you?
Yeah. That's why I don't like cats, because my mom would come up and be like, I was just playing with the cats. And she has all these cuts and bloody. And I'm like, yeah, he was fucking you up. But, all right. This was our first scary episode.
Yeah.
I think Dear David is so popular, we just had to do that one. But if we can find some shorter stories, maybe we can have a scare off.
For
Who can raise the most goosebumps?
Yeah, I'm down.
Know what I'm saying? Let's get scary out here.
And we have to figure out what you're gonna be wearing for the Halloween episode. So we need you
I thought
guys.
Sub-Zero.
Oh, you are gonna
Sub-Zero
do Sub-Zero
Katana. It's
okay.
Like the same color, blue and everything.
Okay, got it.
But I mean, if you have any more suggestions, and if you have any more scary story threads, send them my way. Send them creepy pastas. Send them Twitter threads. Tag us in it.
Mm-hmm. And also, just I don't know if you guys know or not, but we started a Patreon where we guys give you exclusive content, stuff that we don't necessarily put on on YouTube or the other
extra
audio
threads.
So extra threads, behind the scenes stuff. So we have some good stuff on Patreon for you, so the link will be below. So like, comment, subscribe, share.
Yeah. As always, I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Happy October.
What's up, y'all? This is Clint Coley, and I'm the host of the Music is a Love Language podcast. Now, check this out. If you're a fan of music podcasts, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Music is a Love Language podcast. We are a podcast that has honest conversations about music all day, every day. If you like to argue music, this is the podcast you want to be listened to. And it's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop and powered by creators. Again, make sure you guys follow and subscribe. Music is a Love Language podcast. I'm Clint Coley. Hope to have your ear soon.